What have you done to me?
Done? Why, Lewis, I have made you a part of me. Possession of the possessor. It is possible, given the right circumstances. In this case, I simply corrupted Pernick's neural stratum with my biological weapon. The neuron cells and nerve powers only conduct my thought impulses now. You can kill the cells, but you can't subvert them. It's a question of coding, you see. I know the codes, you don't. And please don't ask me for them, Lewis. It's nothing as simple as a number. You now operate only as a subsidiary part of me. You only think because I allow you to. That is how I summoned you here. I think because I am. I have been me for centuries, you bastard. And were you to go back there to the beyond, you would be you again, free and independent. Do you want to go, Lewis? This is your escape from my bondage. In this universe you require a physical, living, biological matrix in which to function. You may depart now, if you wish. A weight pulled at Lewis's belt. When he looked down, he saw it was the power blade knife hanging in its sheath. No. He shook his head feebly, quailing at the prospect. No, I won't. That's what you want. Without me, Pernick would be free again. I'm going to stop that. I'm going to beat you. Don't flatter yourself, Lewis. I will never allow you to resume your barbaric act of sodomy. You think of yourself as strong, as purposeful. You are entirely incorrect. You and the other Returners have a nebulous plan to re-establish yourselves permanently in this physical universe. You do so because of your own quite pathetic psychological weaknesses. Lewis snarled at his tall tormentor. So fucking smart, aren't you? Let's see what you're like after 100 fucking years of nothing. No food, no breathing, no touch, just fucking nothing. You'll be begging to join us, shithead. Really? Latton's smile no longer contained even a vestige of humour. Think what you are, Lewis. Think of what all the Returners are. Then ask yourself, where is the rest of the human race? The hundreds of billions who have died since the day our ancestors first struck two flints together, from the time we watched the glaciers retreating as we battled with mammoths. They're with me, billions of them. They're waiting for their chance, and when they get into this universe, they're going to come gunning for you, shithead. But they're not with you in the beyond, Lewis. There are nothing like enough souls to account for everyone. You cannot lie to me. You are part of me. I know. They're not there. Ask yourself, who and why, Lewis? Fuck you. Lewis drew the knife from its scabbard. He thumbed the switch in a smooth motion, and the silver blade emitted a dangerous buzz. Lewis, kindly behave yourself. This is my perceptual reality, after all. Lewis watched the solid blade curve round towards his fingers. He dropped the knife with a yell. It vanished before it reached the floor, making as little fuss as a snowflake landing on water. "What do you want with me?" He raised his clenched fists, knowing that it was all futile. He wanted to pound his knuckles into the concrete. Latton took another few paces towards him, and Lewis came to realize just how imposing the big Edenus was. It was all he could do not to back away. "I want to make amends," Latton said, "at least part way. I doubt I will ever be fully forgiven in this universe, not for my crime. And it was a crime, I admit that now. You see, from you I have learnt how wrong I was before. Immortality is a notion we all grasp at because we can sense that there is continuity beyond death. It is an imperfect realization due to the weakness of the fusion between this continuum and the state of emptiness which follows. So much of our misunderstanding of life is rooted in this, so many wasted opportunities, so much religious claptrap born. I was wholly wrong to try and achieve a physical life extension when corporeal life is but the start of existence. I was no better than a monkey trying to grasp a hologram banana." "You're mad!" Lewis shouted recklessly. "You're fucking mad!" Latton became pitying. "Not mad, but very human. Even in this hiatus state, I have emotions, and I have weaknesses. One of them is the desire for revenge. But then you know all about that, don't you, Lewis? Revenge is a prime motivator. Glands or no glands, chemical fury or otherwise. You burnt for it in the empty beyond, revenge on the living for the crime of living.